Alaska's largest sockeye salmon fishery was predicted to have a near-record return this summer, but so far, the reds have only trickled into Bristol Bay's rivers. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game's preseason estimates suggested 54 million sockeye would return, with 38 million available for harvest. KDLG's Dave Benninger has been tracking the season and says so far, there's a lot of fishermen scratching their heads.
So right now everybody's wondering, is this going to come in smaller than predicted, the same size, et cetera? But they are just kind of trickling in right now, and that's been very frustrating, I think, for fishermen all up and down the bay, whether they're set netting or drifting, that they had really thought they would be catching some of this big run earlier in the season before the processing capacity becomes could become an issue, I suppose. And the folks that we've talked to daily are just not seeing the catches that they thought they would see by this point.
Dave, what's the theory? Why do managers think it's so slow?
You know, we ask that question every day. That's the million-dollar or multi-million-dollar question. And the sense that I get is that they don't have a good working theory yet, and part of that is because the test fishery that operates at Port Muller needs to see the catch and escapement data from the inshore districts, meaning they need to see what the harvest turns into and the sockeye that make it up the rivers are counted as, so that they can compare their data and decide what their test fishery catches equal the inshore run. They don't have that yet because there just hasn't been enough catch and escapement inshore. So they think they saw a peak of test fishery catches on the 29th, and it's slowly tapering back off from there. So in their last interpretation, they said if that was the peak, there's a good chance this run is not as big as we thought it might be. Number two, if it is as big as we thought it might be, there's a good chance it's coming in very late. And I think by the weekend, we'll have a lot better idea of whether or not this run is what it was predicted to be and its timing. And I would just say that I think every fisherman in Bristol Bay has their nets and boats ready for what may be a really big push of fish. At least they're hoping that that the rest of this run shows up, and it may show up all at once.
So, Dave, describe the scene for us. Where are fishermen, and what are they doing to wait it out?
Well, the KDLG team has kind of been up and down the bay a bit this year, which has been good. And in the Igigig District, people have been fishing pretty steady for a while now. In Nushagak District, closest to where we're at, the fishing effort has been pretty steady. In Naknek-Quijack, which has the most registered boats and permits right now, it's expecting 28 million fish with 18 million available for harvest. They're not doing a whole lot, and we do hear from them quite a bit that they are frustrated, and we were over there for some of their openers, and I wouldn't say that they're pessimistic, but they have been sitting on their hands for too long for anybody to feel good about what's going on right now, and they're getting real anxious about getting some opportunity to fish. Around here, the set netters that are fishing in Nushagak and so forth, it's been very low catches, but steady work. So they're keeping after it. And I talked to one drifter who was down on the south line of Nushagak last evening, and he said, you know, we're catching 2,000, 3,000, maybe 4,000 pounds a day right now for the last 4 or 5 days. He said, that's not bad. We're getting regular work and regular sleep. And hey, it's fishing. So there's that attitude as well.
Dave Benninger is news director at KDLG in Dillingham.